Okay. Hi, everybody. Welcome to your second session and my second session of the morning that is called I Spy with My Little Eye, Finding Vital Chumash Skills in a Torah Text. Before we start, I just want to introduce myself. My name is Alyssa Hochbaum. I came in last night from Bergenfield, New Jersey. A lot of times people are like, I don't know where Bergenfield, New Jersey is, but you really do, because Bergenfield is a neighbor to Teaneck, that we always get a little bit put in the corner over there in Bergenfield. It's about a 5-minute walk from Teaneck, and that's where I live. Good morning, how are you?
I was checking the
text
all
over. Oh, we're all good. Thank you. I'm so sorry. Okay. So I came in late last night from Bergenfield, / Teaneck. Okay. I live there. I have 5 children, ranging from my oldest son is 21. My youngest daughter is 11. She's in 6th grade. We're going to talk a little bit about her today, not her, but her curriculum today. And basically what I have done that brought me here is I started in my early career teaching 4th grade and 5th grade. And then as I taught after that a few years later, I switched to middle school. I taught 7th grade for 13 years. I am now teaching in high school, but I am doing a resource support group for girls in 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th who really still need a boost in their skills. And the reason I'm here is not from any of those jobs, but I also work for the Consortium of Jewish Day Schools, which is, this is me, and I'm leaving my email address for now, for later, if you want it, I'm available for you. The Consortium of Jewish Day Schools, just if you don't know, okay, has a very large presence in the United States of America and beyond. We sell curriculum. I'm going to show you a little bit of it today. Okay, we have curriculum for Chumash, 2nd grade, 3rd, 4th, 5th, and we have curriculum for Navi, Halacha, Tfila, and our flagship is in Manhattan, but we have an office in Cedarhurst, New York, and I work very closely there with our curriculum team, and we, thank God, are now servicing 250 schools in the United States of America. We service 9 schools in South Africa, 3 schools in Australia, and we are really spreading our wings all over the world, and we are here for you. So if there's anything that we can do to help you with your curriculum, your classroom, your students, please know that when we do or do not use our curriculum, we are here for you, and I'm always happy to email with you, Zoom with you. I have a lot of Zoom friends that are here. Maria and I are friends from Zoom, but now we're meeting in person. So please let me know, for real. Anything is a good question. Everything is a great discussion, and I'm always so happy to hear about how other people are teaching in their school. My favorite part of my job, I do travel a lot across the United States. Here you go. And my favorite thing about traveling and meeting other people is gaining more and more of an information base on how people do it in their classrooms or in their schools. Okay, and I've learned so much from meeting other teachers. So anytime, I want you to know that we are here to support you. Okay, today what we're going to be talking about is Torah skill in a text. Because here is what we as educators, right, we know, and what we need to kind of, I think, like rethink. When we leave our students, whenever that may be, okay, if they're in second grade, this session is from 2nd through 8th, so I guess we spam a little bit. I'll get a show of hands afterwards. But when we leave them, okay, or when they leave us, what are they capable of doing? What's the only line? Independently. Okay, not what have I taught them. That's great. But what are they capable of doing independently? And I always start with a statement that sometimes makes teachers feel very sad at the beginning. But it is sad, but it is true. They are not going to remember every pasuk that you taught them. And they are not going to remember all the tests that they took. They are going to remember the skills that you gave them to be a lifelong Chumash learner. They are. Okay? That is what they will take with them. They might remember you being very caring and supportive. And that's great. That's a separate thing. But we don't want to spend our time in the classroom on so much content when we're losing out on the gift of skill. So today we're going to talk about how should we do that? Okay, how do I do that as a teacher for my students? Okay, so that's what we're going to start today. Now, I'm going to be really honest. I'm going to make you do a little bit of work in this session. Okay, this is nothing but just telling me 5 skills, any 5. Okay, you can raise your hands, you can write it down, whatever it is. Any 5 skills that are vital in a Torah-based text class. Any. Go ahead.
Shorashim.
Great. Shorashim. 1.
Who's talking? Like a me-amarami type thing.
Okay, let's do it. Okay,
you don't have the skill to know.
Not yet, because we have to get there. We need a skill to help us figure that out. Prefixes, suffixes.
Translation.
Tense.
Not a skill.
Okay, good.
Noun, verb.
Shape, call, shame, method. Great, you guys are going to fight.
Navigate.
That's not a skill. How?
Parakasa.
Okay, good. Parakasa, Tamehamakra, good. Okay? Those are a bunch. I'm going to give you so many more. But those are the beginnings, okay? Those are the foundations of what we might call how to be a Torah learner. Okay? Now, the question then is, how do we do this? Okay? So, everybody in front of them has this handout. I only give one handout for this session. And this is what I'm going to ask you to do. Everybody here, okay, let's do this first. How many people are teaching second grade? Raise your hand. Okay, third grade? Kind of. Fourth grade?
I'm doing like...
You're doing all your research?
Yes.
Okay, great. Fifth grade? Sixth grade? Seventh grade? Eighth grade? Anybody in high school? Okay, great. So we're going to use that too. But here's what we're going to do. Because so many people, one, it's funny because when they asked me to do the session, I said, sure, I can do this. What grade? They said second through eighth. And I was like, oh. You got me kidding, right? That's like a really hard session to be a second grade or ninth or tenth. That's like really hard. So what I thought we would do is we could all use the same Torah text. We just have to enter the mind of our text through our students. So here are the aims and the goals. Students will, okay, because we all love being back in graduate school. Students will, okay, read the text. Don't shoot me down yet, okay? Understand and identify the meaning of a text and answer simple comprehension questions. Okay, I want you to take a minute. Don't write anything. A minute. Scan the text that I gave you, Perek Lamed Bet, Parsha Kitisa. Okay? Don't do anything yet. This is for later. But I do want you to look at the text. When you look at that text, do you identify, or how much do you identify, okay, with understanding and identifying the meaning of a text for your students? And what I want you to do is, with your pen, because I know everybody has a pen in their packet, write down a percentage on the top of your paper. How much do you think your students would understand of this text? Doesn't matter if they're in second grade. Doesn't matter if they're in first grade. What percentage of this text do you, right now, before we do anything, okay, do you think that they would understand? Write down the percentage on the top of your paper. Even if it's 2%.
It's more than you think.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the people.
Right.
At first I put zero, but then I said, wait a minute. You're
correct. Very good. I like the way you're thinking.
Yeah.
Great.
And who are the people? We know them.
That's too much.
Put a percentage on top of your paper. Everybody, raise your hand if you are
something here, please, for a minute. I use your program. I teach in a Kira school,
mm-hmm.
and I use your program.
Well, you're going to see it in a moment. So hold that thought.
Okay.
Okay. Raise your hand if you did 10% or below. No problem. Raise your hand if you're 20% or below. Raise your hand if you're 30 to 40% or below. 50% or below? Anybody over 50%? Yeah? You have two classes?
Yeah.
Okay, because I thought you raised your hand before. Okay, great. Terrific. So now, and by the way, if you're really being honest, I think that's the best. Okay? If you're saying, wow, goodness gracious, I teach a seventh grade classroom and they would understand nothing here except for the characters in the story, that's okay, because I'm going to teach you today how to get that percentage up. Okay? That's what we're here for. So, if you have whatever your percentage is with, yeah, but how do I do this? Okay? How in the world do you want me to take a something like this and get my students to understand a higher percentage? That's very nice that you're like, you're going to get there. How? And that is the million-dollar question. We have, anybody here an administrator? Okay, good. We have administrators, okay, that are coming to me. You got to get the kids to know more. You got to get the kids to read better. The parents want to see this. The board members want to see that. Do we have tools? Is anybody helping me? So hopefully I'm going to do this. Okay? Okay. So, what we want to do, how does skill building work? Skill building is a ladder, okay? The ladder goes up and down. It never stops. Some people see ladders as one way. Not this ladder, not the Chumash ladder. The Chumash ladder has to be new skill, practice, review. Up and down, consistent teaching, practicing, reviewing, okay? We have a language with skill. So if your students don't hear the word prefix, start saying it. If your students don't hear the word adjective, noun,
Powwow, Shoresh, Birth, start saying it. They need a skill language. You cannot expect students to find skills. We don't have a language for that. So start using it in your classroom. By the way, here's how we service 250 schools, okay? Because not every school is going to say the same. So to some people, it's a Rosh Milah, Sof Milah, Tchili, Sofit, Tchilis, Sofit, prefix, suffix. Use whatever works for you. There's not one word. You say it the way you like it, okay? Beginning of the word, end of the word, I don't know. Start using it. Use those so that your students don't say, what did you just say? What? I don't know what that is. Okay? We don't want that to happen. We want to make sure that we have a language. Therefore, it gives us a methodology of how. Because if we give a language to skill, and they hear it consistently and frequently and constantly, then you and I know that anything that a student hears that often is going to become like second nature to them. And I was using this example before in the other session. If technically I'm not using it for good, I'm not using it for very good reason. But if technically speaking, we wanted to teach our students a second language, not Ivrit, okay? Unless we want to teach them Mandarin. If they were in a classroom every single day, from second grade through eighth grade, and every single day you use the same words again and again and again, they would speak or understand Mandarin by the time they left eighth grade. No question about it. But for some reason, we give Chumash skill the kind of like, they'll get it. They won't. They will not, like any other language. You need to continue to rehearse and repeat and practice again and again and again. Okay? So now, what are some of these methodologies? Okay? We did this before. I'm going to keep going. Okay? And here is somebody just said before, we use your program. I just want to say one thing before we continue. The program that you are going to see today is the program that the Consortium of Jewish Day Schools has created as a scope and sequence to learning Chumash skill. It does not mean you need this program. But why would we recreate what we already have? So I'm using this as an example to show you so you can relate to how it's done. But it does not mean that you need to use these. And therefore, this is how we introduce skill. And by the way, this is for all the littles. This is for all the kids who are saying, what do I do when I learn Chumash? And by the way, for those of you saying, I don't know, I don't think this is so little. Well, you're right. It could be that it's not for the littles, but the pages that you're seeing right now with these little boys and little girls, I would not give this to a fourth grader, okay? Do I think you need to mention Zaharna Kevat to a fourth grader? Oh, yeah. You need to mention that to an eighth grader. How do they know if it's a female or a male? How do they know who's the part of the character and story? How do they know who's speaking? Okay? All of these skills are going to help them understand different parts of Tanakh. By the way, anybody here teaches Navi? Same thing. All the same. Okay, skills don't change. So if we teach a new skill, this is how we're showing it to them. This is Zachar. This is Nekeva. Zachar Ein Sofi. Nekeva Kamatzei Tav. Okay, that's how it looks. That's just a raw skill. How do we use it? How does it look, right? A word in Zachar refers to something that is male. A word in Nekeva refers... And by the way, if our students don't know this, even if they're in eighth grade, start now, because they need to, this is the bottom foundation. So if they don't know these things, this is where we're going to pick it up. And here's tons of skills. We mentioned some of them before. We're teaching all of these. Okay, now of course, we're not doing it all at the same time. It's like, whoa, slowly, slowly, you choose. Okay, if you have a different program that uses these skills in a different order, beautiful. If you're a teacher that creates your own sheets and you have your own, beautiful. If you have text sheets like I give, like this, for your students and it has text here from the Torah, ask them to find them. Who sees a Shoresh? Who sees a Tchili? Who sees a Tchili Shoresh Sophie? Who sees the Yonah letters? Okay, now, if you're sitting here and saying to yourself, holy cow, that's like a lot of skill. Okay, so then that has to be our step one. What skills are we teaching our students? Or perhaps, what skills are we not teaching our students? Or, it's okay if you say, well, I'd like to teach it to them, the teacher before me was supposed to teach it to them. You know how it goes. Okay? It's never too late to start. Never too late to start. Now, of course, you're not going to be giving it to them, like I'm saying, with a little boy with a cowboy hat. Okay? But you are going to be talking to them about it. In your pasuk, what do you see? In your pasuk, is it a female or a male? How do you know? Okay, in your pasuk, is this in the past? Is this in the future? Is this in the present? How do you know? Okay, you need that proof. How do you know? Get them to talk skill language with you. Well, I see a kamat hey at the end of a word. Must mean that's nekeva. Well, I see a tchilit there. That's a double tchilit, so it must mean from the. I see a zman there, right? Yeah, I want them to talk to you about it. Okay, and you to talk to them.
Okay, here's another example of a skill. Are we talking to them in tense? How do they know? How are they supposed to know, by the way, if it's atid or avar? You have to teach that to them. Okay, so the main word, this is not a shoresh, by the way, okay? Don't confuse it with that. But the main word of amar halach natan, this is seeing in a pasuk, he did say, that's in the past, right? He did walk, he did give. How do you know now when it's in atid? You need to teach that to them. Hey, by the way, there's these four letters, they're called the etel letters, aleph, yod, taf, nun. And they signify, I will, he will, she will, you will, they will. And when you see Eitan, simple name for them to remember, you know it's going to be an atid. It's a very simple skill. But you know what you have to do with them? You can't just tell them that. You actually have to do it with them. Look in your chumash. Find for me a word that starts with an aleph, berosh mila, aleph tchili. Tell me what it means. Okay? Or, if you want, okay, use it for them. This is great for the upper grades. Okay? Use it for them in a chavruta, in a chabura. Okay? What can you find? List me five of them. I don't know if it's five. Five, because they're going to be able to read more psukim than that. Okay? Next. What if you have sofiot? Do they know what a sofiot is? Have they seen sofiot, like, by themselves? Have they seen that when there's something at the end of a word that's e-i, cha-cha, o-o, or ha, they can recognize, oh wait, that's not part of the word. Do you know how many times I have students that guess words and include the sofiot? And you know what I say to myself? They never learned sofiot. Because nobody guesses that a sofiot is part of a word when you know what a sofiot is. And I'm thinking to myself, do you really think that cha is part of that word? But guess what the answer is? Yes, they do. Because they don't know sofiot. So if we tell them, when you see something at the end of a word, it's not part of the shoresh, it could also not be part of the shem ether, part of the noun, it means that it's by itself, stands alone. Teach them that, practice them with that, okay? All of these things. Okay, and then of course when we get to the chumash, as we were talking about before, we're going to show them how to navigate the actual page of chumash. Do you know how many students, scary, have never done practice on perek, pasuk, they have no idea. You know what they do? A teacher gives a bookmark. Yeah, they get away with that. Don't give bookmarks. Why are you giving a bookmark? They're big. They don't need a bookmark. Take the bookmark out, by the way. I'm so not into bookmarks. And every day you tell them, we are in Parakhav Hey Pasuk Lamed. Okay? And if someone says, what page is that? Oh, no. There's no pages. The Chumash. No pages.
I just had an argument with a student.
Okay,
she
good.
Tried, and she tried because I book one and one, and I give her the limit that she uses. She tries to put stuff in after she meets with me.
By the way, the kids are way smarter than us.
Right, and it goes away after.
Yeah, for sure. They're going to try to outsmart us as much as they can. They will try to do it. The answer is no way. We don't need bookmarks in here. You know why? You guys are too smart for that. You don't need a bookmark. You know so much more than that. Okay, now, of course, there's going to be exceptions to the rules. If you have a student who really has like severe executive functioning, okay, they might need a bookmark. Most kids do not. So, by the way, it's a great thing to do just on a daily basis when you open your chumash. Everybody opens a parak gimel, pasuk yodet. Everybody opens a parak lamed, pasuk chafei. Everybody opens a parak gimel, pasuk yotet. Choose one, two, three. 2 minutes. Just practice with them over and over and over again. It is so important. You know how embarrassing it is to be an adult, to go to shul and not be able to find what parsha and parak you're reading on Kriyat HaTorah? That's terrible. And you know why? Because that kid was never taught that. We have to do that. We have to do that for them. Okay? Okay. So what now? You gave us all those lots of skills. Everything's flying around. I heard Sophie, I heard Shor, Shane Paul, Shane Metzim, Atid, Avar. What do I do with all this? Okay. So now, when we teach a skill, we practice and we review. So we teach, we point out, we say, here, and then we never, ever, ever, ever let it go. We have to bring it up in every single place that we possibly can. Okay? So when you teach Tchiliot with the Shem Esem, you're breaking it down for them into boxes. Ba Yalkut is not just a memorized word in the bag. Okay? Do you know why it means in the bag? And you know what? 50% of students don't. They're just memorizing. But we never want to memorize in Chumash. Why would we do that? That's not a skill. Memorizing is a skill when you have to remember facts. Chumash is not facts. Chumash is a story. A story that we're supposed to read and actually take ownership of. Because Torah is supposed to be something we own. And that's what we are trying to...
Rashi brings up different words. Different, why there's this prefix, why there's that prefix. It makes such a tremendous difference.
Yeah, I don't... Right. So this I'm sticking really to the basics for now.
I'm
when you get
the basics. But you know what? I grew up in a day school. And I memorized Vayomer.
Yeah.
And he said.
Right.
I never heard prefix, suffix, nothing that you wrote, it was all...
So one of the questions that came up in our last session, which is such a great question, is...
What do I see the difference in teaching now? I'm teaching when I started, like, I don't know, 20 years ago. Okay? And the difference is that we are giving our students many more tools that they need. And, you know, we like to look at it on kids today. Their brains are so in the phone, in the video, Okay. And you know what? You know what the answer to that is? If that's the case, then give them something to do. Okay? Don't stand in front of the class and talk for 40 minutes. Give them something to do. They need to be engaged. That's how their brains function today. So we can argue about all we want, but if we don't give them something, they're not owning it. We want them to own it, and we want them to own Torah for sure. That's why we all went into Chinuch, because we want them to own Torah. So if we want them to own it, we have to work on that ownership. Okay? So when we see these things, we're going to, again, this is on a much lower level, but you and your class, no matter what age you teach, you're going to be able to find practices for them like this. Okay? And obviously, we're not coloring birds in sixth grade or in fifth grade. But you know what you can do? You can do a challenge to have them find, if this is in Yachid, Rabim, or Rabot, why can't they find that in a Pasuk? Why can't they find that on a doc, on a, if you, I don't know how many people use Chromebooks or iPads or whatever, why can't they do that on an electronic thing? I'm going to show you an example of that later. Okay? So all the things that they have here. And again, here's what we call an iSpy. This is all Mohammed Al-Haska, but iSpy, you can do this with anyone and everyone in your class. All right, we're going to do a 2-minute iSpy. Here is your challenge. Open your Chromebook and find 2 words that start with the OTO Eitan. That is very easy for everyone, and maybe not so easy for the other kids in the class, and that's okay, they don't have to do it, the kids that are struggling. But for 85% of your class, it's a 60-second activity. Open the chumash and find, I want to hear you tell me what skill you see. You're giving them the skill. Okay? Same thing here. Yeah, they might know their shorashim, they might have memorized it. Can they find it in the pasuk? Do they see it? So we could say, Oh no. I don't know why the power turned off.
I think it's actually against the wall.
Is it? I see it here on the projector.
Mm-hmm. It has a green light, so it has electricity.
Oh, that's so annoying. Hold on.
Let me close this.